World News Headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Senate not reaching compromise on a spending bill commenced a partial government shutdown. Both sides, Republicans and Democrats, blame one another. Chuck Schumer is the top Democrat in the Senate.
In the room, it sounded like the president was open to accept it. This afternoon, in my heart, I thought we might have a deal tonight. That was how far we'd come. That's how positive our discussion felt. We had a good meeting. But what has transpired since that meeting in the Oval Office is indicative of the entire tumultuous and chaotic process Republicans have engaged in the negotiations thus far.
Mitch McConnell is the top Republican in the Senate.
All because Senate Democrats chose to filibuster a non-controversial funding bill that contains nothing, not a thing they do not support. Nothing they do not support. Perhaps across the aisle, some of our Democratic colleagues are feeling proud of themselves. But what has their filibuster accomplished? What has it accomplished? The answer is simple. Their very own government shutdown.
Discussions to reach some sort of compromise continue this Saturday. This Saturday, Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen meet at Egypt, the first stop of a four-day Middle Eastern tour that also includes visits to Jordan and Israel. In Cairo, Pence is having meetings with the Egyptian president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, and other officials before flying to Amman, Jordan. Sunday afternoon, he flies to Israel. Pence is the first senior administration official to visit the Middle East since U.S. President Donald Trump announced a decision making Jerusalem the capital of Israel. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump Friday called every child a precious gift from God.